This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What this passage is about to me is having you and I look at what we own in relationship to the Lord. You're going to say, is this a message, Randy, about giving? No, it's a message about your life. It's not about giving. If you leave here today and say, well, the preacher talked about giving, you missed the boat. You didn't miss the point. You missed the whole boat. You didn't get it. It's about your life, because there are things, there are dangers that are inherent with money. I'd like to bring up that statement, if I could, that's at the beginning of the message, that money in itself is not sin. In fact, the Bible says that it's the love of money that is the root of all evil, not money itself. Money in itself is not a sin, but it poses three dangers in all of our lives. There are dangers associated with money in your life and my life, and we're going to briefly discuss all three of them. Let's bring up number one. Money can create false independence in my life. Money can create a false independence in my life. Here's what happens. We were born, I believe, with dependency on our parents. The most natural thing with a baby, a newborn baby, is its dependency on its mother. And those of you that have had a newborn baby in recent years, you know exactly what I mean by that. Totally dependent on mom and dad for everything, for nurture, for sustenance, to stay alive. That baby's life, in a very real sense, is in the hands of those parents. There's a dependency. And there is a sense in which we were born with a dependency upon God. And when people, in my opinion, reject the idea of God, they're rejecting their only source of hope and connection with that which they're looking for and they're searching for. There's a vacuum in your life that's shaped like God, and a God-shaped vacuum in your life that cannot be met until you find your relationship with the God who made you through Jesus Christ. And having money sometimes creates a false independence. Here's how it goes. Now, I heard a wealthy man say that you're not rich until you don't know how much money you have. And I disagree with that, because there's a lot of people, middle class, who, I don't have any idea how much money we have in the checkbook. I don't have a clue. That doesn't make us wealthy, because I don't know. I just don't know. But he said, until you don't know how much money you have, you're not really wealthy. And the thought occurred to me, when people can write a check for virtually anything, the downside of that is, I don't need the Lord. Just write a check. Well, don't you need the Lord? No, you see, if I need something, I just write a check. Well, don't you feel a need in your life? No, you don't understand. Read my lips. I just write a check for anything I need. Money can create a false independence. I don't know how many of you have read the novels of James E. Michener. He's written quite a few books, and those of you that are book readers know who I'm talking about, Michener. In one of his books, it's about a prehistoric time, and there's a main character in this part of the story who is involved in pagan worship, the worship of a pagan god. I won't tell you the details of it, because there's no need to tell you. It's not a real pretty story, but it involves some immorality with this man in his worship of his pagan deity. And when the man's wife sees him commit these terrible sins in the name of religion, in the name of worshiping his God, she makes this comment in Michener's book, and it's really profound. She said, if my husband had only had a different God, he might have been a different man. If my husband had only had a different God, he might have been a different man.
Well, we conclude this message from Luke 18 tomorrow. I want you to hear the concluding story. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.